Well, while we wait to learn who our next government is, Australia is in a slightly delicate diplomatic position. We have, as a nation, thrown our diplomatic support behind a rebellion in South America, in Venezuela to be precise. Now, that seems a pretty fair move, or at least it seemed a pretty fair move in the early days when, with US backing, the dissenters in Venezuela seemed pretty well placed for quick success over the government of Nicolas Maduro. But the popular uprising, led by a young parliamentarian, Juan Guaido, has stalled. Maduro is securing his position, the military remains largely loyal, and Maduro has declared himself the victim of a coup attempt being directed by the US, specifically by President Donald Trump. Where's it all going, and will Australia ultimately get our way? Carlos Morea lectures in the School of Politics and International Relations at the Australian National University, and he's previously lectured at two universities in Venezuela. Carlos Morea, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Hi, well, thank you. Good morning.
What is going on in Venezuela right now, in your judgment? How is it balanced? Will Maduro fall or will he stay?
It's hard to predict exactly what will happen in Venezuela, but as you just mentioned there, yes, the situation in Venezuela, what we're seeing is very much a stalemate. And we can probably say that the longer this stalemate between opposition forces and the government of Maduro continues, the better placed the government is. You know, the more opportunities that are presented for the government of Maduro to slowly chip away as support for Guaido's rebellion or coup, if you take the language of the government.
Now, the United States has made plain that, so far as they're concerned, no options are off the table, including military intervention. Would that help or hinder?
Well, yes, the United States has been speaking about, they've been alluding to the possibility of military intervention from very early on. So Juan Guaido became leader of the parliament, of the National Assembly, president of the National Assembly early on in January. And a few weeks later, he proclaimed himself an interim president on a sketchy interpretation of what the Constitution allows. But the very moment he did that, the very moment he declared himself interim president, on the 23rd of January this year, minutes after his proclamation, we saw the United States and President Trump and kind of those close around him recognize Guaido as interim president. So it is the case that the United States has been strongly supporting the opposition project of a parallel government or an interim president, which most likely aims to topple the government. Well, clearly aims to topple the government.
So why did the uprising on April the 30th, it seemed to be the big moment, the United States thought it was, Maduro was reported by the US Secretary of State to be on a plane ready to flee to Cuba. Why did it fail?
For the opposition's strategy to work out, they need to have the military on side. And these most recent events, you know, so the 30th of April rebellion, the uprising, was all about trying to get the military on side. You know, now that we've sort of seen what's happened, that we've seen reports and more analysis has come out, it's clear that the opposition did have some military support, such that a very prominent opposition figure and perhaps Venezuela's best known political prisoner, Leopoldo López, who also happens to be the leader of Juan Guaido's party, Popular Will, was released on the day. And when we saw Leopoldo López outside the Air Force base calling on Venezuelans to rebel and calling on the military to join them. So there was some military support, which allowed for Leopoldo López to be freed and for the beginning of this kind of rebellion to take place. But at the same time, what we see was that the opposition doesn't count with a substantial figure, with a minimum threshold such that such a rebellion could have taken place. The government of Maduro is on paper a civilian government, but it is in fact also a military civic union. That's how the government presents itself. And this all obviously goes all the way back to Chavez, who himself came from the military. So the military have been in government with Chavismo for close to 20 years. So there are kind of deep links, deep ties between ministries and government corporations and the military. So this is something that perhaps hasn't been sufficiently addressed by opposition strategy.
It does have an Egyptian feeling to it on a certain level. Carlos Moreo, we will return to the Venezuela story as it unfolds in the days and weeks ahead. But thank you very much for your time today.
And thank you. All the best.